Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, let's talk some politics this afternoon with a good friend, Charles Lipson from the University of Chicago, professor emeritus. He writes at charleslipson.com and various other locations. All right, Charles, good afternoon. Good to hear from you, as always. You might find this interesting. I don't know if Fred mentioned this to you, but because you've been on with me for a long time and you know the reputation of KMOX, my former station, 100-year anniversary. Today is 11/20, Charles. 100 years. The actual technical date is December 24th, but how about that for a legendary signal here in the Midwest?
That is absolutely wonderful. I love the history of radio, and it's just so interesting how radio has evolved over the years, and in fact, how AM evolved when FM came in and could play music better, and then AM switched to talk. And I mean, it's just an incredibly resilient medium, and I really love it.
Yeah, it interesting, you know, that was an interesting transition, because to your point, you know, when I first started listening to music when I was a kid, you're a little older than I am, but I was still listening on WLS in Chicago on AM at 890. And, you know, there were stations, rock radio really started kind of picking up in the 1970s. We had this, and still do have this legendary station, Keishi, but I think a lot of people forget that that's, you know, to your point, where we used to listen to music.
That's exactly right. And let me just tell you, I grew up in the Mississippi Delta, about 80, 90 miles south of Memphis. And so our baseball team at the time was the Cardinals in the 50s, right? It was the closest team. But we also got WLS, Dick Biondi, the Wild Italian.
Of course.
And what a treasure to meet him finally as an adult. But, you know, if you go back earlier than the baby boom, there weren't radio stations that were that had targeted audiences. A station like WGN in Chicago. By the way, do you know what WGN stands for? Do you know what WLS stands for?
Oh my God, dude! I should, but I'm not. It's not coming to me right now.
Well, WLS was owned by Sears originally, world's largest store. WGN was owned by the Tribune, Chicago Tribune, world's greatest newspaper.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that ironic, right? Well, and, you know, my old station in Milwaukee, WTMJ, that was the Milwaukee Journal, you know, because it was journal broadcasting.
Yeah, exactly. So, but if you listened to a station like WGN or KMOX in the 1930s, they had music for everybody. A little bit of talk in these various shows for everybody. And then it was when the baby boom came in that you began to get rock and roll stations and so forth. But then radio evolved once again. It's a great medium, and you're great on it.
Well, thank you, Charles Lipson. I appreciate it. I really do. And I was over there. They let me have a few minutes to celebrate with them in the 1 o'clock hour earlier today. I heard that there was, I want to go back and listen to it because, John Goodman was on with Bob Costas, and apparently that was relatively, taking the politics out of Bob Costas, that was relatively, I think, entertaining. You know, John doesn't do a lot of media here in St. Louis. He'll do some good promos for the city that will run for the Tourism Commission, but we don't get to see him very much here. He kind of keeps to himself. All right, let's talk about politics. Before I get to some of any of the other things I might talk about, do you have a take on this whole dust-up between Marjorie Taylor Greene and President Trump right now, and what's been going on with that and the Epstein files?
Well, My view on the Epstein files is that if there were anything really serious about Trump, it would have been released under the Biden administration. They had all the files. They were not in any way reluctant to go after Trump with everything they had. And so my general sense is that the Democrats will try to dirty him up with whatever connections they can find, but that there's probably not very much there. I think there are a lot of Democrats that may be in trouble, but the ones who are in trouble are the older sort of center-left Clintonistas, and they're not in favor with the AOCs of the party anyway, so those people won't come to defend them. As for Marjorie Taylor Greene, actually both of these issues get to something I was hoping we might get a chance to talk about, which is the interesting splits that are emerging in both parties.
Well, that is interesting, and it's a great topic for right now because you do have that developing. I mean, we certainly see it on the Democrat side with, and it's even more prevalent maybe here in my part of the country and your part of the country, mm-hmm. because it's a Midwestern sensibility versus what's going on with a communist in Mamdani. And, you know, we have regular, somewhat normal Democrats that I have on my show that reject all that, and, you know, they don't like it at all. And then you have the MAGA poll right now, whether it's the Epstein issue or Marjorie Taylor Greene. Look, she's criticizing Trump.
Well, let's start with the Republicans and Marjorie Taylor Greene and so forth. I think there are two things that are going on there. I think the most the biggest thing is that Trump's poll numbers have declined. So a lot of people are sort of fighting for their own space and are concerned that Trump's numbers may drag them down. But I think that they may be betting wrong, not so much about the general election, but Trump. See, the striking thing about Trump's presidency is that he is a lame duck, but he doesn't act like a lame duck. He's had the power, and what is his power ultimately, besides the power that every president has in the office? His power is that if you go up against him, he can defeat you in the primaries. And I still think he can. I think it would be very difficult for Republicans to win primaries if Trump is backing an opponent. But we'll see. I mean, if he obviously the biggest risk to the Trump presidency is that they lose the House and worse, lose the Senate in the midterms. But I think that's the biggest problem. His popularity has declined, and there's a question now as to whether or not he will be able to control who wins the primaries on the Republican side. On the Democratic side, the split is just obvious. You have the big cities with it's not the big cities. We used to talk about the minority vote, that the what was making them a little different from maybe rural Midwest or whatever was that there were a large number of minority voters, especially African American voters. But now what seems to be different in Seattle and in Manhattan and so forth is white, middle class, educated, under 40, let's say, concerned that they can't afford a house and so forth. And they're opting for very far left government, which will fail and fail brutally. They just can't deliver any of the things that they're promising.
Yeah, well, you know, like, let me play this. This is a good example of Mamdani and where he is, because he's asked, mm-hmm. you know, on the free bus issue, here's what he says.
And the other one, you've been talking about fast and free buses, and you're meeting with the governor. Mm-hmm. I've heard you talk about many times that you don't want to take money away from the MTA. Mm-hmm. You want to put money back in. It's something that she agrees with, right? We don't want to take away money from the MTA. How are you getting that money, the $700 million to make the buses free, into the MTA if she's not for raising taxes?
You know, I think that the two clearest ways to raise that money is through the raising of the state's corporate tax to match that of New Jersey. I think that a lot of this is still a case to be made, whether it's the corporate tax or that's the personal income tax on those who make more than $1 million a year or more. I think that these are the clearest ways. I've also said that if there are other ways to raise this funding, the most important fact is that we fund it, not the question of how we do it, but that we do it.
Oh, that's an interesting point. He's slick, Charles, isn't he?
Brought to you by the Miami Chamber of Commerce.
I mean, wow. So I don't, you know,
I just
again.
Noticed, by the way, I noticed today that Walmart had switched out of the New York Stock Exchange into NASDAQ. And I think a lot, you're going to be seeing just a lot of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Of the financial industry moving to Dallas, you can't move all of it out of Manhattan, obviously. But I mean, America is unique among wealthy countries in that it has a decentralized government. People can vote with their feet if they like the way, if they don't like the way things are going in Illinois, but do like the way they're going in Missouri, they can move.
Are you watching, by any chance, the American Revolution right now on PBS? Fred and I have been watching it.
No, I read a little bit about it, and what I read about it, I must say, it sounded like it was more politicized than I like.
I don't disagree that some of it is. Okay, so you know, I kind of go in knowing Ken Burns is a little woke, and in the first episode in particular. But overall, I'm still into it because it makes you proud of what, you know, the country was based on and how these guys fought so hard for liberty, for freedom,
absolutely,
for justice.
So, and they risked everything. But let me say something that may be a little less obvious about the revolution, and that is there are very few people who lead a revolution. They're in the cadre who lead it, the principal leader being Washington, but you know, all the others that we know around him, Jefferson and the rest. But there are almost none of them who lead a revolution and then give up power voluntarily. And that was the greatness of George Washington. He gave it up not just once, but multiple times. He gave up the leadership of the army. The army wanted him to stage a coup. He refused that. He left office after two terms. And that is what turned the revolution into a constitutional democracy that we have.
There ain't no America without, or United States of America, without George Washington. And I will say that this documentary certainly proves that. I'm
that.
Overlooking.
There's a reason the great university in your city is named after him.
Washington University, that's right. Look, I'm giving some of the politics. I know, and I've read a couple of things, too, and I get it. See, whenever I'm, you know, doing anything Ken Burns, I kind of recognize what he's all about. But I still want to be so knowledgeable and inspired by our 250th birthday next year. And it's a good way to get primed and ready for that, Charles. That's what
absolutely.
I'd say. Listen, have a great Thanksgiving. Appreciate
you
it as always.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.